Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girls Night with Raven and Alexis.
Hello.
You guys have no idea how much I miss this podcast. I feel like a full-blown drug addict, and this is my fix.
You came in here, and you were like, ready to go. Let's do this. I got ideas. We're going to get this going.
Because momentum is so important in life.
It's everything.
So I was just in Tulum, and I missed you guys so much, and there was a guest that took over for me, and I was literally...
Were you jealous?
So jealous.
It was fun, but it just wasn't the same without
That's
you.
That's true.
Okay, thank you. And I told Raven that I listened to the podcast, but I didn't because I'm a hater. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a hater.
You gave us a one star too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I actually liked it, but I'm not into fashion. So I don't know what taupe color means. Or tape color.
Alexis came over the other day and she was like, I was listening to your podcast with Gabby, but what is the color tape? And I'm like, tape?
Taupe.
She's like, yeah, it's like this color. And she's like pointing at things. I was like, wait, you mean taupe?
Taupe. See, this is why I'm into jewelry and jewelry only. Shout out to Hoop Nation by Alexis, baby. We have big things coming for Hoop Nation, but today is all about girls' night. And you know what? Yeah. It's so weird. I want to virtually hug everybody because
Give
I had
them
such
a big hug.
Yeah, all the girls' night listeners.
I feel like we're kind of hugging everybody by our Instagram that we have. Not Hangout, go follow us, and we're like interacting with everybody, and I feel like we're just like sending love and positivity out there.
Yeah, no, I'm all about that right now. I missed the Girls Night Gang so much. You have no idea. I was in Tulum this past for Labor Day. Then I was in the hospital for 4 days because trigger warning.
4 days?
I was at the doctor. Then I went
holy
to.
Holy shit.
She was out
no
of
pun
condition.
Intended.
Holy shit is right. I was basically full of shit. I had 16 pounds of poop inside my stomach. 16 pounds.
Yeah, I was worried.
So I had this trigger warning. I don't want anyone to be disgusted, but yeah, it was a shitstorm, literally. And I am finally feeling better. I lost 6 pounds. It's so annoying because I gained 10 pounds thinking I was just gaining weight. And Tyler was losing so much weight. Like, he already looks like a Slim Jim. And then now he looks even like...
Slimmier.
You know, there's like the different sizes of Slim Jims.
Yeah, he's the extra thin.
He's
slim.
The extra slim right now.
Yeah.
And I'm the extra large.
Yeah.
But now I feel better because I lost the, but it was, you had to see, I went to the x-ray room with the woman. We were dying laughing and I couldn't bring my phone because you can't bring your phone in the x-ray, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure that I didn't have like an assist or anything serious because I could poop on command. Like, so I was freaking out and I was having sharp pains.
Oh,
we were on our way from
worst.
To Tulum to Cancun airport. I rolled out of the car, the taxi. Cause I didn't
because
know
because of pain,
because of the sharp pain. I rolled out and I needed to go to the bathroom, but I ended up in a Mexican bathroom with one sheet of toilet paper. It was a hole in the wall. I said, if this happens right now, I haven't gone in a week. This is my rock bottom. But thank God I couldn't go. But the travel day was the worst ever.
Those gassy pains.
But
hurt,
it was period cramps times 20.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor or whatever. I went to the x-ray room. The x-ray had 16 pounds of poop. We were dying laughing. But I was like, thank God it wasn't anything that serious.
You know what it was, and it's fixable.
Yeah. And Raven kept hitting me up during that weekend because she missed me so much, and I missed her too. But she was like, come to whatever. And I was like, I need to be 5 feet away from a toilet at all times. But
I kept texting you, have you released the demon yet?
I saw Jesus. Yeah. I saw Jesus, and Tyler will never look at me the same ever again.
Well,
but
you know it happens.
He's so scared of poop. He said that if we have children, he won't do the diapers. I said, you know, your Aunt Allison said to me one time, you shouldn't have kids with Tyler. Good luck with that. And I always bring that up to him.
And that's always in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's always, I think Aunt Allison is right. I don't know if this is going to be, like, Adam waters the lawn, is the sweetest soul of all time. If your baby sneezes, he's going to be like, oh my God, we have to take it to the hospital. Like, he's going to be super
He's going to be annoying.
But he's going
to
care.
He's already told me he's, like, going to find out, like, what I'm eating in a day for our children. Like, that's not fun.
Oh, yeah. No, Tyler said the same exact thing.
And it's not going to happen.
Oh, no. We'll sneak off together if we get pregnant at the same time.
I agree. But baby moon. Just me and you.
Yeah. We can go on a baby moon. Oh, and then, oh my God, I literally was just about to say, we can drink. Oh my God, I'm literally. I also didn't sleep last night, guys, because I think I need to stop doing, at least I'm not having an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
At least I'm bringing out good energy.
That's true.
But I think every night before the podcast, I get so excited because I'm so passionate about it that I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to see you and nobody else. Just kidding, Kevin.
This is very therapeutic.
It's so therapeutic. And I've been listening to so many motivational podcasts. I just want to be the best person that I can be.
I was reading this thing yesterday. It's just like how you change your mindset and be more positive. And it really does have to do with the things you're hearing, your environment, what you're listening to. That really affects your mind. Because if you think about it, I love sad songs.
What's your favorite sad song?
Oh, I have so many. But one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world is Ordinary People by John Legend.
Ordinary People.
It's not even the saddest song, but it's one of my favorite songs of all time. But I don't listen to sad songs on the reg because I don't want to get in the mindset of being sad.
Exactly.
So I listen to happy songs like Sunday's Best right now is my jam. I love that song. That is a song I like to wake up to when I'm feeling like a little meh. I put it on and it changes my mindset.
You have to, like, for example, I mean, that toots your horn. Oh my God, I've never said toots your horn in my life. But
I love that.
I listen to I'm a Slave for You every single morning because you don't understand. I mean, we'll get to that later, but it just brings out or
this is really embarrassing, but one of my songs that like brings it out of me. I have so many playlists that I want to share with Girls Night, but in my
oh yes, we should do that.
I have such amazing playlist, and I actually had someone ask me about my breakup playlist. It's on my other phone, but I'm gonna try to. it's been a while since I've been broken up with, but I'm gonna try to share that. But I have a playlist called Boss AB. I'm trying not to cuss. So one of my favorite, this is really, really embarrassing, but one of my favorite.
Wait, what does the AB mean?
No, AS.
Boss. Boss. Okay. Gotcha.
Come on,
sorry.
Kevin.
My bad.
One of my favorite songs is from Iggy Azalea called Team.
Oh,
it's the best song.
Play a little bit of it.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah, we're all about the positive vibes today.
Okay, here we go.
You want me to pull it up real quick?
And can we put a little bit of I'm a Slave?
What's it called, Raven? I'll pull it up on
Team
here.
Team by Iggy Azalea.
Team by Iggy Azalea. Coming up.
Coming up, Pot.
It's the best because it says, baby, I got me. Baby, I got me. And that's all I need. That's all I need. Baby, I got me. Only friend I need playing on my team is someone like me.
Raven.
And I love that song.
I love those lyrics so much.
I love it.
But if you ever rap again, I don't think that
was not rapping.
No, but I think that you were like attempting to rap a little bit, and it wasn't. It's not like it's not your strength. It's
passion.
Okay.
Listen.
I mean, I just sang "Ordinary People" and I sounded like Tyler Fernandez, so it's fine.
I love this song so much.
We'll just play a little clip.
Of course, YouTube's making me sit through a commercial. So, hang
on. Okay. Just get to
there
the
we go.
The chorus is really like where it hits
this
you.
This is for the girls' night.
This is for someone that needs to get up and start their day and get in the right mindset.
Is this far enough in?
A little bit more in. Go deeper.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah, isolate that sound, but.
Yeah, put it up. I'm Shazamming
it. It gets me every time.
Raven, I love it.
So if, oh my gosh, my heart is racing.
Me too.
I'm like feeling some type of way.
I want to go to the club.
If you're in your car, if you're on your way to the job, if you're coming home and you got stuff to do, you got to go get the baby from daycare, play this song and you'll remember who you are.
Oh, Raven, that was good.
I love it.
Yeah, I got me. I never even heard this song. That Bucky t-shirt. Oh yeah. Oh Raven, your butt looks big. Okay. Sorry, we got a little carried away.
I was really just carried away.
Oh my god, I'm out of breath.
Now I'm hot.
I'm out of breath. I'm sorry.
Shazam it. Go
that
download
was amazing.
It. I love that song. And you know where I heard it for the first time? This is even more embarrassing.
Don't tell me. Okay, I give up.
When I was shopping at Forever 21.
Shut up. You know who has really good...
it hit me in my heart.
Forever 21 does have good music.
You know who else has good music? Victoria's Secret. They have great music.
I actually just went there recently. And they didn't have anything.
They didn't have anything playing?
They didn't have like a lot of inventory. I mean, obviously, but
inventory.
You know, I needed a new underwear for, you know, the the situation I was in.
Yeah,
I needed to throw out all the. Anyways,
okay. There's a little motivation.
Yeah, I feel
from
like there's some
today.
Details to that story that we missed.
No, it's just I don't want to get into it because it was just
it was a lot.
I was dehydrated after. I'm just happy I'm out of it. You know, it was the worst pain I've ever experienced. But Tulum was so much fun. Once again, Tyler and I should probably buy a house there because we go there so much.
Yeah.
But we had a blast. Nikki's, my sister's friends from Jersey came. They had a bachelorette party and they haven't been out. So they were just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. They were wild. Mm-hmm. And it was just so much fun. We took all the,
go ahead.
We took these purple pills.
Purple pills?
They're the purple pills. The purple pills, if you're ever in Tulum, take them, take a half or just take a quarter. And I'm telling you, the best time of your life. It's ecstasy, but it's literally amazing. It's amazing.
The I only
do purple.
I literally can't. But, you know how wild I get? I only drink an energy drink. That's how wild I get.
But you drink tequila.
I do drink tequila. That's probably as wild as I get. But if I'm like trying to have like a really good time and I want to stay awake, an energy drink.
Yeah, but I mean, I would never do ecstasy in like Dallas. You know?
Yeah, no.
No, like I would never do. I never do cocaine.
Cocaine?
I never do.
A lot of people like the cocaine.
I'm not a cocaine girl.
I've never, ever had cocaine.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You also drank when you were 21.
That's true.
No, I never do the cocaine. I never even do ecstasy. But when you're in Tulum, you know, it's a different vibe.
Wasn't Meg Thee Stallion there?
Yes. And I was so pissed because she was at the restaurant the night before.
At the same restaurant you were at?
Yes. Mm. And she was playing her song. I was like, oh my God, if I was there.
That would have been amazing.
Yes. But, and Tulum's really small.
Do you get a lot of like heat from people for traveling and going to Tulum and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, sorry, I'm itching. I have so many mosquito bites from Tulum and from Raven's backyard. Literally. And why do I look so pale? I just got back from Tulum. Or maybe because I like was.
Maybe because you had a demon come out of your butthole.
Yeah, I basically... Yeah, let's not go there. We keep going.
Motivation.
Back. Motivational Monday.
Sorry, that Iggy song got me. So now we have to turn it back up.
Okay.
So give us some motivation on this Monday or whatever day you're listening to.
Okay, Raven. You know what? I have something to say.
Say
to
it, baby.
You.
Say it, baby. Say it.
Uno momento. Okay. Ooh, I just got a little horny.
It hits you sometimes, doesn't it?
I think it's the tequila, and then I'm just... I also...
Probably the dancing.
Yeah, I think it was the dance. I think it was the song. So I'm just trying to... After this whole experience with the purple pills... No, I'm kidding. I love the purple pills. I want the purple pills all day, every day. But no, I'm kidding. It was, I only took it one day or four. But...
Okay, good. I got it just in case we need it again now.
Okay, cool.
Wait, what?
I got the Iggy song just in case we need it again.
Okay. So I've been just getting so obsessed with becoming the best version of myself. I don't know if I said that already. I just want to have the strongest mindset ever because obviously with our podcast growing and we're going to have the people use people's choice words, We're going to have haters. We're going to have people that hate me. We're going to have people that hate you. We're going to have people that...
We already do.
We already do. I got death threats, you know? Like, you got people said that I should never get pregnant. My daughter should get raped. And, you know, I
people
have to...
People really have no idea how much those words carry, even if they're a troll.
Yes. But, you know, you just got to keep on moving. I channeled that energy into
positivity
and becoming a better person. I got a trainer this week just to get into the best shape just because I want my stomach and like everything.
You want to feel good about yourself?
I want to feel good. I want a butt. Like I lost my ass. Tyler lost his ass too. Since he's an extra small Slim Jim. And I just want to overall be... I want to be the best person that I can be. And yeah. I don't know about you, Raven, but I've been feeling so driven and motivated lately.
I've been so proud of you and your mindset.
And everybody obviously thinks I'm this, like, fun, crazy party girl, but I am so much more than that.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I just talked about purple pills and ecstasy, but I also...
But they're all facets of who you are.
Yes.
You know?
And... But when I come back, it's game time. Like, right. I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
And I am extremely logical, too. And when I started my business, I always wanted to become a better businesswoman and become just so successful. And you have to fail in order to get to your goal.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to be comfortable. I never want to. That's the thing.
Never be comfortable. Always be uncomfortable being comfortable.
Exactly.
And then you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes. And if you think about it, Raven and I have wealthy boyfriends. Boyfriends. Raven's getting married.
I mean, at this point,
yes, you are.
Pandemic.
Okay, but you have a ring and I have, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring.
That did not age well. Anyway, with Cardi saying that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Anyway.
Oh. Anyways. Okay.
Sorry.
We love you, Cardi. We love you, Offset. Okay. No, but even just with... Wait, shit. What was I saying?
You were saying that even though we have our significant others...
Oh, yeah. If we... Like, Tyler and Adam do very well for themselves. So if you think about it, we don't really need to work.
Yeah.
But I can never depend on a man. Excuse me. But I'm just saying, like, You know what I mean? Girls, some, and if a guy does do well and you want to stay home, and that is totally fine with you. But me personally, and I feel you personally as well, we can't. I physically can't. I just want to do what I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to find in life. Girls Night, listeners, my Girls Night gang, you have to find a passion. You cannot depend on a man. And I am so proud of both of us because we call each other, right? We both have a clothing company, Shop Gray Suede. I have Hoop Nation by Lexus. COVID hit us hard, but we still hustled and we didn't give up.
Yes, I get what you
Am I being wrong? Am I being kind of insensitive or...
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a homemaker, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I said that, right?
Yeah.
I said a woman can say... I said for me and for you, I truly believe that we can't.
Yeah. But I also think when I get...
Pregnant
and have children, my viewpoint on this is going to completely change.
Oh, 100%. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But we're still in our 20s. So
I'm getting there. I'm not going to lie. I am pretty interested in the housewife / mommy life these days.
Obviously.
But I totally understand what you're trying to say is you are on your grind. You're hustling. You're finding new avenues. Ways to make money to support yourself and also build your wealth with Tyler, and that's amazing and commendable.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I just it's not even about money, or I was just making a reference, like, me and you, if we don't even need to do this. We don't even need to stress over money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't want to depend on Tyler. But that's okay also if you're a girl and you want to depend on your man. That's okay too if that's you. I'm just saying personally for me, I don't want to. I don't even know what Tyler does for a living. No, I'm kidding. But also just even with like the podcast, I love it so much. And in the beginning, like just with having a strong mindset, I would read reviews like, oh my God, kick Alexis off. I want Adam back. And I would get really upset. But now when I read negative or positive reviews, it pushes me to be a better podcaster, even if that's a word.
And
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
I want to be the best podcaster that ever lived.
You can't let someone else take away what you have. I was going to send you this quote last night that I heard somebody say, a robber doesn't rob an empty house. So that means someone's not going to try to come for you unless you have valuable things that they could come get. So I think one of the most valuable things that we have in this whole lifetime, whether you have a lot of money or little money, I mean, I've been very poor myself, like, and I have an appreciation for a lot of the things that is going on right now and that we get to do this podcast and stuff. But at the end of the day, joy is all we have. We could have all the money in the world and work as hard as we can, or have it all and still be sad. So joy is what we have to protect. And just like you lock your house at night so people don't come in and steal from you, you should also protect yourself from people that would steal your joy. Joy is like the only thing that's important.
Of course.
You know? To me.
No, Raven, to me too. I want to be happy. I'm just talking about overall, my mind. I want to be the best person that I can be, so I could be nice to people.
No,
so
I agree. I'm just saying, don't let the haters.
Oh,
you.
No. But listen. So, for example, I had Adam. You know, we want Adam back. Well, you can't, bitches. And I had someone say I needed better vocabulary. Like, this is not a fucking literature Harvard podcast. So,
and it's, you know, people, I think giving attention to those people, it fuels them. It like gives them, oh, she mentioned me. She mentioned what I said to her. I got her. Let me say something again. You know,
yeah, but I didn't mention her name, and I'm never will. And I forgot her name anyway because she's not that important. But I'm sure there's other podcasts out there that she can find that will... We'll have other girls that have better vocabulary. I'm sorry that I don't know how to say huge and human and what else can I say? A lot of things. So I also...
Compartmentalize.
Yeah, I can't say... I pronounce words wrong. You know, it is what it is.
None of us are perfect.
That's... Yeah, and people are way smarter than me, and I accept that, but...
There's always going to be someone prettier, someone always smarter...
No, you know, nobody's prettier no than me. No, I'm kidding.
No one's perfect. Like, we just, like I said, we just got to find the joy in what we have, you know?
No, and I know when people say all this shit about our reviews and stuff, it pushes me to be better.
Yeah.
And that's my overall goal.
That's great.
I just
want to
be...
Goal.
For example, like someone says better vocabulary. I mean, I'm not going to go read books, but I ignore it. And I'm like, okay, what can I do a little bit better? Maybe not say like as much or, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to change who I am.
Yeah, of course.
But guys, you have to understand. And then people a lot of say that I interrupt you a lot. And I feel like in the beginning I did, but I was new and yeah. I was scared. But you guys have to understand I have the worst ADD, so if I don't get it out right then and there, I'm gonna forget about it in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
so I didn't choose the AZZ life. The AZZ life chose
you.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm talking so much and you haven't like said anything.
No, I have definitely. I literally just had a song played that I danced to, so
I did too. I don't think my dance moves were that good. And also it just... That's the one thing I don't understand, that what makes people feel good is taking time to leave negative reviews. We talked about this in our Tied to Technology podcast, where it's just like people, I cannot process how people love followers and likes and hurting people. I will never understand that. Never.
Yeah, I think
understand it is... Sorry, I cut you off, see, again. I'm taking a shot. You talk.
I don't know. I don't even know what I was going to say. Yeah, I think for people... Hurt people hurt people.
I know that's
why the saying says hurt people because I know I've definitely hurt like people in the past because I was hurting. And I know... I can find grace and forgiveness in people that have hurt me because I see that they were hurting.
No,
you know?
You
look at the world differently.
Yeah. I mean, my sister was going through a really rough time when she just moved to Dallas and she was so mean to me. But I wasn't taking anything personal just because I know she was hurting inside. So she was just trying to hurt me and I'm the closest person to her.
Yeah.
So I just took it.
Right.
But you know what? We ain't taking no negativity into girls' night, people.
Yeah.
And for that being said, we ain't got time for that. But every day I push myself to be better than I was yesterday, and I'm just excited for life with you, Raven.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to you the other day. I said, Raven, we are so lucky to have each other.
I know. Seriously.
Because if you think about it, for the past 5 years, we've kind of lived the same life.
I know.
And nobody can relate to what we've gone through.
Yeah.
Except for each other.
Yeah.
So it's so, excuse me, motorcycle, we're recording a podcast here. But overall, I'm just excited for life with you, Raven. And a lot of it has to do with surrounding myself with what I'm listening to, watching.
Right.
And this is a lesson for all our Girls Night listeners. I want you all to really evaluate who you surround yourself with and if they serve a purpose in your life, whether that's bringing you joy, happiness, motivating you, or making you a better person. And if they aren't, this is the time you need to cut them out. And even people that drain your energy or don't uplift you, it is so important to recognize your surroundings. My mom always said, if you hang out with trash, you start smelling like garbage. For example, if you surround yourself with people that are gossiping about other people all the time, you don't need that in your life. And that's draining your energy and your time. And time is the most valuable thing in this life. So I'm just in a position right now where I'm being so fucking focused and I'm being a little bit selfish. But sometimes you need to be a little bit selfish to achieve a goal. And I am done. Sorry, I talked your ear off, Raven. I've been cooped up. I'm a little bit horny.
You've been wanting to say those things for like 2 weeks now. So I'm so glad you
got it out.
And
oh my God, I feel like I lost 6 pounds. I really did. I just really want our Girls Night listeners to have some motivation.
Yeah, totally.
Because this podcast is called Motivational Monday, and download Iggy Azalea, Back That Ass Up. What was it called?
It's called Team.
Oh. Anyways, let's take a shot. Oh, yeah. Back That Ass Up. It's not. You trying to take flight to what I say. 100+ folks on the highway. Watch a new car dash for me, Kylie. So, Girls Night Gang, once again, I just want you to put... I know it's a hard time right now, so I want you to put forward as
good energy.
Good energy, positivity, as much as you can. I know, for example, I had an anxiety attack last week. I called Tyler. He laid on top of me for 10 minutes because that helps with anxiety.
Yeah, and weighted blankets.
Yeah, and weighted blankets.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find my weighted blanket, so I was like, Tyler, I need your... But I mean, he's not weighing that much these days. So anyways, just put the most... positive energy out there and it'll come back to you.
Yes.
Especially to haters.
As Selena says, I'm wearing Rare Beauty by Selena today, by the way. All the makeup.
You
but
look beautiful.
As Selena says, kill them with kindness. You just got to be kind. Listen, if anybody can tell you how trolls can attack, is me because of situations beyond my control. And literally beyond my control. Get it? And
oh, troll. Yeah, got it.
And people saying things that aren't true and just getting a wave of hate. And, you know, I could have spouted off. I could have said a lot of things. But at the end of the day, I killed everybody with kindness because that's who I am. And I'm never going to be the mirror or a reflection of someone that has hate. I'm never going to give that back to you. I'm never going to give you a mirror of yourself, which is hate. I'm going to kill you with kindness. And that is just who I am. And I'm never going to be something different than who I am or let you call me out of my name and show a side of me that's evil or nasty or disgusting or vindictive or petty. I'm above that and I'm not going to do that. So if anyone can tell you that it is possible to weather the storm of people being mean to you and just rising above it, it's the hardest thing you will ever have to do because you have to have self-control, you have to not doubt yourself, and you have to know everything's going to be okay.
Raven, I want to make out with you right now.
With my little... Selena red lip on right now.
No, and your Bucky's t-shirt. It's really turning me on.
Is it Bucky that's giving you the vibes?
No, it's you. That really, really sank in me because I truly am. My mother is a drama queen, tequila queen, but she's a hustler.
Yeah.
I get that from her, party animal. But my dad is the sweetest soul, has the best morals. So I always we have the same morals. Like I never wish anybody harm, but I am a hothead. I am from Jersey. I don't pump my gas. I pump my fists into people's faces. No, just kidding. But I've grown and I never wish anybody hate ever.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes
want to give people...
want to punch people. Saying,
oh, I have another saying that I read this weekend for you. It says, you know, sometimes you want to give people the same medicine. Have you heard that saying before? Like, I'm giving you a piece of your medicine. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Have you heard that, Kevin?
Taste of your own medicine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to give you a taste of your own medicine. But if you do that, they're going to say you poisoned them.
Exactly.
So you are it's a lose-lose situation. No. So don't be vindictive. Somebody else has your back and vengeance is his. So you can't be vindictive. And even if you were, if you give someone a taste of their own medicine, they're going to say you poisoned them. So you're never going to win.
No, I know. That's why, I mean, I'm always learning. I'm always growing. I'm always trying to be better. That's the whole
point
of this podcast. I've been so obsessed with bettering myself. And that's why it sounded like I just snorted 18 grams of cocaine and I just talked the whole podcast, and I'm really sorry, but I've been gone for 2 weeks and I was really jealous that Raven had a guest last week. So I needed to talk.
And you've been wanting to do this for 2 weeks. Like you've been like two podcasts ago, you were wanting to have this conversation.
Yeah, and then I have anxiety attacks. So I had a lot of, but no, I just think that everybody needs, especially this time, you need to be cool. Don't be uncool. Cool.
Don't be
tip
so
well.
Uncool.
If you're going out to dinner, wear your mask, tip well. Just be a good person and do good things. I don't understand people. I never give harm. But when I get it, I have a little bit in me not to say anything back or wish them harm. I want to hit. But
well, all of us, our natural reaction is to get back at somebody that hurts us.
But it's not like I generally want them to die. Like
people
message me, they wanted me to die. Like I would never wish them harm, but for 1 second, I just wanted to say, your address?
Here's what I'll say. And I've told you this before. DeMario. I love DeMario. We both love DeMario. Yes. He's amazing.
The one day on Paradise, what a day.
It's like, and if anyone knows.
Good energy.
He's, oh my gosh. Everyone in the media thinks he's one thing, but if you have ever met this soul, he is so like just, I've never met someone that's so love and so happy and so good energy and just an amazing person. Well, you too, but
yeah.
DeMario's been through a lot. And
of course.
When I was going through something, I had a conversation with DeMario. And this is like the type of friend DeMario is he called me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start crying. Why am I?
No.
I'm going to start crying. Okay. Anyway. So DeMario called me and told me that he was getting ready to what is it called? Where you meet and greet.
Yes.
And these fan accounts, these Bachelor fan accounts were going to be there. And he was kind of like nervous about it because people have been so horrible to him.
Horrible.
If anyone has gotten it, it's been DeMario. Like if you Google DeMario's name, it's so bad. And he didn't deserve any of that.
No.
And he said when he got to this meet and greet and those women came up to him to get a picture, the same women that have been so horrible to him and so mean and had these big fan accounts. These are major Bachelor fan accounts. That he said he hugged them and forgave them right then because he felt sorry for them.
Yes.
Because he realized that this was more than them just trying to hate him. Bachelor was their life, and it was very sad that maybe
they don't have anything else.
They don't have anything else, and it's that their life is not it's not fulfilled. And he forgave them right then and there. And I just, when he said that, that was like so powerful because he could have said, screw you guys. You are evil people. You're mean. You have ruined my life. You had slandered me. I can take you to court.
He had people come.
But he didn't. He said when he met them, he immediately forgave them.
No, I know. And I love that about him.
Because he pitied them and it was sad for him. And if we met the people and if the people really met us, the people that say mean things or bad things, we would understand that hurt people, and exactly. that's what DeMario said he saw. And you know, we just have to have that in the back of their of our minds, and you know, the listeners' minds. But like, maybe someone that's trying to get at you, or maybe you've gotten at someone that you shouldn't have. It's yeah. because other issues are going on in your life that you can't control, and you take it out on other people, or they're taking it out on you. And we just need a little bit more grace for people, even when they do us harm.
Exactly. And that's why I've been trying to channel my energy into other things.
And positive things. Yeah.
Songs, team, downloading it.
yeah.
I'm
picking up a hobby
doing like I just started with the person. That's why I've been so, because I had so much harm. I don't want to harm anybody. I even did this really creepy thing where I went to a well, and I had 7 pennies. And every time I go to this, it's a marketplace here in Dallas where I get my products. And I wished Raven and Adam success. Oh, this is awkward, Kevin. I didn't have 8 pennies. I only had 7. But I gave one to my haters. And I said, I hope that they find happiness in their heart. And I hope that they... like, I wish them well.
Yes, I actually have done the same thing. I have prayed for every person that has, I felt like has done me wrong. And that's my point of view. And I've prayed for people that don't even know me that have said bad things about me. And I've just prayed that they find happiness and joy, and that they draw closer to God, or, you know, whatever is missing in their life that causes pain to be fixed. And really, that's just everyone needs more grace. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
And we just, I just want, if we all came together and started being nice people, and I know obviously you, that's why you have to take care of your mental health, your mind, your body, and your soul. Because if you're not taking care of
if
those things,
if one's off.
Yeah. Then
yeah.
if you're eating like shit all the time, if you're smoking weed all day and you're not doing shit, you're eating potato chips, you're not going to feel good.
Yeah.
So I just want our Girls Night listeners to be boss ass bitches and put on. And I'm sorry that this wasn't a really funny podcast, but our next one is you're going to die. We have a lot coming up. And you're going to, I think this one was really funny. I'm sorry that I sounded like I was on the purple pills, but I just wanted to motivate you guys on this Monday. Blast team, shop Gray Suede. I'm going to give a code to you guys too, because.
My code on Gray Suede right now is Raven. You just use code Raven. You'll get 20% off.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Mine is Flash 25. So, Hoop Nation, I have a lot of new things coming out, too.
Oh, and go hang out with us on Girls Not Hangout on Instagram, because we have so much fun over there, and we do a lot of behind the scenes. Our Kevin video got deleted, and so many people have like, what does Kevin look like? And I guess they weren't a part of the IG family until it got deleted, so... we'll show another picture of Kevin.
And you can
so you
make
can,
a new one if you want.
A really cute picture of Kevin so that you guys can put a face with the name. And we just hang out over there behind the scenes stuff. Alexis and I will do a little behind the scenes today. And yeah, come hang out with us.
And we love you guys so much. I missed you guys so much. You have no idea. And I love you. And we should just end it with Team, the song.
Hit it, Kev.
Third Time's a Charm.
You guys got me out, caught me off guard, but hold on. Just 1 second. I had it ready for so long.
Get in position.
Nighttime wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in a Murcielago. About to go. Hey, turn it to the Congo.